The Obama policy is similar to what they have right now, which is total appeasement. It was helping the administration, which is a communist administration, letting them sustain and letting them rule Cuba the way it's been ruled. Trump continued, and it's been ruled viciously and horribly. The people of Cuba know that, and the people who were of Cuba and now are of this country, they'll never forget. They love Cuba. They're very disappointed by Biden. Trump also made the claim that the regime may have been over by now had he not lost the 2020 election. A loss that followed decisions like elevating unpopular celebrity Dr. Anthony Fauci to nationwide fame and a campaign to emphasizing core issues in the 2016 campaign like immigration policy. Had the election been won by me, the Cuban crisis may have been over by now because they were getting ready to give it up, meaning the so-called leadership in Cuba, Trump claimed. I think they just couldn't have gone on for much longer. A lot of the work that we did with respect to Cuba and freedom for the people is going to be swept under the table by the Biden administration. Trump also emphasized that he had not considered military intervention in Cuba because he wouldn't have needed it if the Castro regime had collapsed economically, which his policies were designed to facilitate. I wouldn't have needed it, intervention, because they were ready to fold. We stopped a lot of the oil coming in from Venezuela. I don't think we would have needed a military intervention, Trump said. Don't see this administration doing much, frankly. Such a weak policy towards Cuba and towards Venezuela and, of course, towards Nicaragua. Trump concluded by comparing the suffering of the Cuban people under 62 years of communist repression, repression that has included the killing of thousands by firing squads, the implementation of a labor camp system, and extensive documentation of torture of political prisoners and killings of children, to Americans enduring what he called a fake election in 2020. Trump's commentary on the situation in Cuba currently follows decades of support for the anti-communist cause on the island, including multiple public statements condemning those who profit from business on the island and promises that he would not take a similar path. In a 1999 column in the Miami Herald, Trump wrote that European investors had approached him with an idea to build hotels in Cuba. I had a choice to make, huge profits or human rights. For me, it was a no-brainer, Trump wrote. I'd rather lose those millions than lose my self-respect. I would rather take a financial hit than become a financial backer of one of the world's most brutal dictators, a man who was once willing to aid in the destruction of my country. A year later, in his 2000 book The America We Deserve, Trump called for the immediate detention of Fidel Castro should he ever travel abroad. The first time Castro leaves Cuba for any nation we have extradition treaties with, he should be detained, arrested and extradited to the U.S. for indictment and trial on charges of murder and terrorism, Trump wrote. Fidel is a criminal. Let's treat him like one. Trump received the only endorsements for president ever offered by the Bay of Pigs Veterans Association for his lifetime support of the Cuban human rights cause. As president, in addition to his policies to defund the Castro regime, Trump held multiple events with some of the Cuban-American community's most prominent human rights activists and the families of victims of the Castro regime. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.